Have you had a chance to look outside yet? How did it go overnight?
Well, pretty good. It didn't get as cold last night as I was expecting. Right now, my thermometer reads 38 degrees, so can't be too worried about that.
Okay, so you're optimistic that your crop didn't sustain much damage.
Yeah, I don't think it had any effect at all. I don't know. I didn't get a chance really to look at what the temperatures were around the state, but if mine's 38, that usually means everybody's probably pretty close to that.
Well, let's say things did get below freezing, and maybe in parts of western and northern Wisconsin, perhaps it did. What is the worst case scenario?
Well, Terry, it really is based on what stage the apple tree is really at. If the flowers are open, you know, you get that pretty apple blossom going, that's the time when they're the most susceptible to cold. And even then, it still has to get down to, say 27, 28 degrees for it to really have some effect.
I believe that's what's called the white stage, and that the blossoms right now are what's called the pink stage, and that would lead you to believe that things are going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so. And looking at the longer range, I think we have another night at least to worry about. But then after that, this cooler spell that we're in has really slowed the trees down. You know, they actually opened up, about five, almost 6 weeks ahead of where they normally do, and then it kind of cooled off here a little bit. So they haven't been developing very fast. So I think we're still going to be sitting on pins and needles for a few weeks here, because we might still be a week or so away from full bloom.
Sure, and there's a lot of April left to go, and it can get cold in Wisconsin well into May.
Yeah, it's our last real big freeze event that really hurt a lot of the growers in Wisconsin was back in May of 2010 during full bloom. It was the we all refer to it as the Mother's Day freeze. And that had a major effect on growers.
When I was preparing myself to talk to you, I was surprised to learn that really you only need about 10 to 15% of the blossoms to get pollinated in order to get a full crop.
Yeah, isn't that surprising?
Yeah.
Usually if, those years where we have the big showy bloom and the trees are all white and it's all so pretty, that's way too many apples for that tree to really support. And every time that bud opens up on an apple tree, there's five individual flowers there, and if all five get pollinated, that's five in the end will be very little apples.
So less is actually more.
Yeah, and so we like to knock off most of those. If we can get 80% of those off, that we would be happy. We end up with much bigger, better quality apple. And on top of that, it's important for the following year's crop, because if we let that tree have too many apples, it uses up all the energy of the tree and it doesn't have any room left to form fruit buds for the next year.
Well, perhaps the takeaway is so far so good. Tom Ferguson, thanks for being with us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.